up in a cup. Let's say you connect the dots. Happening again, connect the dots. This is Talmud. This is Connect the Dots radio show, or radio TV show as it's now referred to, because there is a picture moving behind whatever I say. And if you have clicked into that, you'll see the picture going right now as I am speaking. And why wouldn't you want to see a picture? It's an entertaining video to help accentuate the conversation. You know, audio, a conversation, me talking, it'll always sound better or go over better with a video behind it. And that's the way it's done now. That's right. Hey, you know, I said an important thing happened during the past week. One of the most famous people in the world, Ringo Starr of the world famous Beatles, had his 81st birthday. I mean, wow. It was just like weeks ago. The Beatles were in their 20s, right? Anyhow, hey, happy birthday. Belated happy birthday, Ringo. Anyhow, moving on, there's just too many important things to talk about in 1 hour. There's never enough time to talk about them. So let's just get to it. Meanwhile, on the world stage, the insanity continues. We have politicians blabbing away, accomplishing nothing. People are suffering all over the world because of the bad choices that the leaders of the world make. And slowly but surely, we're having a new divide in society. We're having the maskers versus the unmaskers. We're having the jabbers versus the non-jabbers. Jabber referring to allowing somebody to stick a needle in you and inject God only knows what. And unfortunately, if you've been keeping tab, then it's important to keep tab on the, what could we say, the illegal assassination of human beings here. Tens of thousands of people have died from the vaccine already. And hundreds of thousands of people have gotten sickly adverse reactions from the vaccine. Now, let me connect the dots a little further. There's a video out there, and I've retweeted it on my Twitter account at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. It's about 100 years old, and it shows exactly a video cartoon, a cartoon video. It's titled, How to Control the World, or How to Take Over the World. And it's also subtitled, throughout the whole cartoon, there's a little marquee thing above what's happening in the cartoon that says, a cartoon warning. And it depicts the exact same scenario that's being played out, started being played out in 2020 and still going on in 2021. Everybody's wearing masks except 100 years ago. They were using the idea of gas masks, you know, with the tube hanging off the front of the face. Everybody had a gas mask on. They had somebody parading down the street with a canister, and it was spewing the poisons into the air to make people sick. And then they were jabbing people with needles, yes, and jabbing them in the ass. They were coming out of the chute, and they would bend over and show their naked ass, these people, and some devil-like creature jabbed them with a gigantic needle, and the next one came along, and they jabbed that one. And they were, the cartoon shows about releasing toxic materials, that talks about the weaponized vaccine. It talks about using mainstream media to promote fear and get the public to go along with this garbage. And to talk about the banks owning the medical facilities and name it, it's exactly like the only thing missing from this 100-year-old cartoon warning us about a world takeover using all these things, weaponized vaccines, mainstream media on it, is there's no TV because TV hadn't been invented yet on planet Earth 100 years ago. So outside of that little small point, the cartoon is, it's the exact same thing of what's going on now. Also parading the dead around. We've seen that on TV. You know, people in coffins supposedly dying from the COVID cootie bug. And you got to watch it. You know what? Perhaps one week in August, I made myself a copy of it. I'm going to include this cartoon in the video that goes behind my show. Yeah, it might be the first week in August, something like that. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to include it in my the video that plays behind my show. Yeah, that's right. I have to put the videos together myself for my show. And so because I want everyone to be able to see this cartoon, and then you'll understand that this is a real conspiracy we're living out now. This thing was planned at least 100 years ago, if not more. And within the last year, just on Twitter alone, people have brought forth public statements made by so-called doctors, and I would call them mad scientists, of about 100 years ago, that they were talking about doing all these things that's in this 100-year-old cartoon, and that we've seen played out in real time in 2020 and 2021. Yeah, we are in the middle of a worldwide conspiracy. It's a New World Order takeover, and they're going in for the kill, and they're literally killing people legally and getting away with it. Is that crazy? But that's your government. All the governments in the world have allowed this to happen. You know, pharmaceutical companies, if it's in the form of a vaccine or even some of the other concoctions, they can inject you with it, kill you, and get away with it. Isn't that amazing? No, that's what our governments are allowing, and that's the seriousness of the situation we have here. Oh, by the way, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a telephone, you can participate and hopefully share with us some important knowledge that pertains to the situation that's going on today. We're all in jeopardy, and the number is 888-627-6008, or you can say it 888-627-6008. I'll say it one more time for good luck. 888-627-6008. That's right. All you need is a telephone to participate. And everybody has something important to say. But anyhow, let me get back to the thread I was talking on here. The big problem that's facing all of humanity here is the lockdown powers of government and the misuse of their powers, wrongly influencing people to do things that are not in their best interest. Up until this point, humanity, you know, we knew that pharmaceutical companies were selling us concoctions that didn't really work, but we just let it go, you know. We knew the government people were taking bribes for this and that, but we just ignored it. But they've gone too far at this point. This is the breaking point. They've crossed the line, and something has to be physically done to stop it. Because I'm sure with all the protests and outrage in the last year or so, though it's been limited, it actually should have been a lot more, we can fairly conclude that no government in the world is going to listen to their people. They've all been bribed. Let's face it. And, you know, just a week ago or so, a million people or more marched in London, and the government showed no responsiveness to the people who were protesting about all the wrong decisions that have basically destroyed Great Britain. We could say what used to be Great Britain. It could be called Great Catastrophe Land now, because the government is making decisions that everything they do is like they were paid saboteurs, and they are paid saboteurs, everyone in the parliament, basically. You know, it's as bad as the U.S. government. I have to mention it almost every week when the FBI did an analysis of the U.S. government, you know. We're talking the 535 people in Washington. They were only able to find two people that were honest. Well, I follow what's going on over there in the UK, Great Britain, United Kingdom, and I don't think they even have two honest people. They might have zero honest people in their parliament because it's that bad, you know? They don't pay attention to anything whatsoever their people are complaining about. Meanwhile, they are making every wrong decision possible to drag their country down to a third world order situation almost. I mean, they keep importing refugee leeches. People have offering nothing. They're claiming false whatever. And besides that, if you understood the laws of claiming asylum, they all are basically coming through France. So by international law, they should have claimed their asylum in France, you know. But no. They're going completely fast-tracking through France and hopping on the free boat ferry service offered by the UK government to take them over to Britain, where the working people, the ones that still had their jobs, that didn't lose their jobs because of the bad decisions and the lockdown traitors behavior of their government. Yeah, the working people have to pay for these refugees that really are just, you know, the word's out, go to Britain and get everything for free. They get free housing, they get free food, they get free health care, and they don't have to do anything for it. Well, who wouldn't come be stampeding over to Great Britain? And the people are complaining. They have a right to complain. Why are you doing to this? to us people in Parliament? And no response whatsoever. Just a lot of phony talk and phony promises, and they're doing nothing to help their own people. Actually, they're stabbing their own people in the back. So the biggest problem we have in this world now, all the governments have been bribed, including the U.S. government, and they're making bad decisions that are hurting their own people. In America, also, we have all the crooked governors. Just about every governor in America has stabbed their people of their state in the back. They've misused their authorities, created lockdowns, created mask rules, created all kinds of problems, ruined the public education system. Of course, not as bad. I have to go back to Great Britain. They're the example of ruining the public education system. You know, they've been snuck doctors into vaccinating the kids without telling the parents in the school system while the kids are at school. That's how bad it's gotten over in Great Britain. Of course, they're going to try to do that here in the U.S. And they're probably trying it in other countries, too. And who are all the other bad guys around the world? New Zealand, a crazy woman in charge there. She would be put in an insane asylum. Four people get this imaginary COVID thing. Virus, it's no more than a cold germ, really. When you have 99.8% of the people recovering automatically with just a natural immune system, that's no more than a cold. But they all want to pretend it's the Black Plague. So for four people that got the, and they probably were using the PCR test because that's a manipulative test, four people in all of New Zealand, and this crazy woman over there locks down the whole country. Well, you have to be crazy to do something like that. And the people are stuck, you know, because, they have to kind of listen to the government, and the government's they had no qualms about bringing out the police and the military and basically bullying everyone to go along with what their orders, you know? Lock everybody in their houses, run the tanks up and down the street, shoot anybody who comes out of their house. Basically, that's it. And they got the same crap going on in Australia, and Canada's suffering too. All the English-speaking nations, oh, man, we're really getting a big ordeal. I mean, sure, we're probably the best off here in America, but we've had to suffer too. So many small businesses have been destroyed because the governor's created these lockdowns. And these people don't even have a right to be, and I don't care if they were elected or not. It doesn't matter. They've showed their true colors. These people in government are ignoramuses. They're stupid. And, of course, they're bribe takers. And they think they're getting away with all the thing they got away with. Well, believe me, we're going to be coming after them in America here. You know, they're going to be taken to court and charged as criminals. I heard I know for a fact the case already has been started. Germany maybe, with thousands of lawyers and tens of thousands of doctors. Bringing up some of the biggest culprits here on crimes against humanity, because that has what has been happening, really. This is a conspiracy, and all you need is the proof of that cartoon and all the other proofs that have been brought out on just on Twitter. There's so much proof that this was thought up a long time ago. Like I said, the cartoon in itself is enough proof that this was on the minds of the crazy world takeover people. You know, they call themselves the New World Order. These people are obsessed with power. And let me tell you, they think they're so smart, but they don't realize it, that this is all being orchestrated by the bad ET groups. That's right, Earth is infested with bad ET groups. Plenty of them here. You know, there's like any, bad culture, like the famous gangs of the mafia gangs of the 1920s or something like that. You know, everybody has their territory, and everybody is vying for to be the top dog. And that's how it is with the ETs too. The word's out. Earth is a bunch of sucker people. We can enslave them and utilize them for slave labor and to make ourselves as wealthy and as kings, and it's all going to be on their backs. And that's what the New World Order, they're one of those groups, but they're being ruled by bad extraterrestrials, evil extraterrestrials. And of course we have the demonic groups, the invisible spirit beings. They have their control of things too, you know. They can directly, telepathically influence people. And they're doing it. They probably influence all the people in the New World Order. And the New World Order uses bribe money to influence, the peons below them, or the peasants. And that's a bad situation we have going here. I mean, the real quick solution is you need the blackboard wiped clean, you know. And nobody really wants a blood revolution, and I wouldn't advocate that. But at the same time, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue, and something has to be done. First of all, basically, everybody who's been in power for the last year and a half needs to be removed as soon as possible. Because, one, they can't be trusted. Two, they helped create the problem. They allowed it to happen. They used their authority to allow this bad situation develop upon the whole world. You know, we only can pray for the people who've got the stupidly got the vaccinations, because there's all kinds of bad things in there. We've been warning the unsuspecting obedient sheeple, as they're called, ever since this whole crisis started about, do you realize what's leaked out or what's going to be in this vaccine? Why would you want to put that into your body? But the sheeple are brainwashed, too. I think I talked about it last week. And I've talked about it on Twitter. You know, it's like the movie They Live. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it. Most important movie for humanity to watch. 1988 movie called They Live. I have my own DVD copy myself, but I saw it back when it came out. Awesome. You know, it shows you how everything has a subliminal message on it. All the billboards, the TV shows you watch. And it talks about all the people in high places involved that are really servants of the bad extraterrestrials and servants of the demons. It has it all in this movie. And the broadcasting TV broadcasting stations are reaching the telepathic receivers in every human's mind. Never mind the bad stuff they're telling you, you know, the vaccines are safe. Lies, lies, lies. And the proof is coming out now. Never mind the obvious lies they're telling you, the obvious misinformation there. But the subliminal messages that reach your mind on a telepathic level, your subconscious mind is reached on a telepathic level. And these the regular TV broadcasting signals are used as carrier waves to send out these other frequency zone subliminal messages. And this is what creates a race of sheeple. All the people that we recognize as sheeple, they don't know how to stand up for their rights. They listen to everything stupid suggestion that comes down the pike, as the saying goes. They are being subliminally controlled by the subversive message that is carried along with the regular TV broadcasting. And the TV broadcasting waves are going through the air all the time, even if you're not watching the TV, you know? And so something, this issue needs to be addressed on a serious basis. The best solution would be to shut down all the TV broadcasting right now. And then, like in the movie, They Live, once the TV signal was shut down, people began to wake up and see the horror reality that's being imposed upon them. And they were able to see the negative ETs that were disguising themselves to look as humans. Yeah, we have them walking around now. You know, perhaps you can figure out who some of them are, but other ones are real crafty. And as long as they can make themselves look as a human being, most of us are not going to take notice. And maybe if we did shut down all the TV broadcasting, we could finally see who they are. It would be obviously noticeable by some means or whatever. Well, that day is coming, but when the Galactic Federation lands their ships on planet Earth, which we've been hearing for a couple of years now, and we're kind of annoyed it's taking too long. I know I've listened to all the excuses or, you know, real answers why it's taking so long. But when things take too long, you know, that people get annoyed. You know, we're an immediate response culture here in certain ways. Now, some people may say, well, that's no good. Well, it could be no good, but it's good in a very special way. And let me explain what I'm talking about here. You know, a lot of us, we think that this faster than the speed of light. It's a known fact. Your thoughts travel at 10 to the 42nd power. That's way beyond 186,000 miles per second. You know, 40 10 to the 42nd power per second. That's number 10 with 42 zeros behind it. There isn't a name, you know? It's beyond a gazillions, you know? There isn't a name for a number that long, but that's how fast your thoughts travel. So in 1 second, you can have a billion, a trillion thoughts in 1 second, and more than that even. So that's how fast we operate, really, when we're operating efficiently. And that brings us to unresponsiveness. Because I have a lot of experience in life, one of the best pleasures of being a human being is like you say something to somebody and you get an immediate response and it picks up from there. It's immediate. It's living in the moment. Now, that's reality played out at its best. When you talk about waiting, sure, that's how the universe works. You put your thoughts out there and sometimes it takes days, weeks, months, years for the universe to get back to what you, to get you what you wanted. You know? That's the time delay with the universe. But amongst human beings socializing, we're instantaneous. You know? And I'll choose instantaneous any day over an indefinite amount and period of waiting. And so much more can be accomplished. That's one of the greatest things about our existence as human beings is our ability to instantaneously react and respond. And like I said, this is leading me into the next thing, responsiveness. There is an epidemic of responsiveness on planet Earth. More and more people are becoming unresponsive. They inherently have the ability, well, most of us do, not everyone does. Most of us have the ability to be instantaneously responsive, and that's when life is in its most beautiful moment. But there is an epidemic of unresponsiveness. There's too many people out there that don't know how to respond instantly, or they're fearful, or they just don't get it. You know, or they're, but fear is probably the biggest reason many people are unresponsive. And then there's the people that just don't care. They don't understand that you're living in a society. It requires, as a human society, it requires some kind of instantaneous responsiveness. No, we don't want to wait online. No, we don't want to wait at the stoplight. No, we don't want to be deterred and have to waste our precious time because somebody set forth some rules or somebody just doesn't care and wants to just ignore us and doesn't care that we're waiting on a response. You know, it's really very annoying to those of us that had the experience of an instantaneous life to have to wait on anything, you know? I mean, sure, there's certain things we have to wait a little time for, you know, but we want to keep that to a very, very small minimum. And actually, we don't want to wait on anything because that's not where the joy of living is, you know? You want to turn on the radio and hear some good music and start dancing to it. That's instantaneous. You don't want to have to be dialing around for the signal that suits your need. You want it to be there as soon as you click on that machine, you know? And it's a whole hell of a world or heaven of a world difference, one to the other. But that's it. We have a severe epidemic of unresponsiveness. And what's the biggest unresponsiveness in this world that affects us all? Government. That's right. They are the most unresponsive group of morons on the face of planet Earth. And they don't have to be like that, you know? It doesn't have to be like that. In fact, we don't even need government as we know it. I mean, as I'm declaring government obsolete. I'm also ordering everyone in government resign. Everyone in government now, I'm ordering you to resign on behalf of the human race. Somebody's got to tell you that. And I'm telling you right now, spread the word, listeners. You know, you need to be told, all of you resign. You know, we'll do your job for nothing, okay? And we'll take care of everything that you didn't take care of. All you're taking care of is accepting the bribe money and the perks that go with your lofty positions and your privilege to ride the gravy train, as it's sometimes called. And that's it, you know. But unresponsiveness, that's a real, real serious problem, and we need to start addressing it now. We have to put our foot down and start telling people, hey, man, you don't have the right to be unresponsive to me. And it's enough to make anybody angry. How much were we supposed to tolerate? I have a saying, how many times are you going to let your government slam the door in your face before you say, hey, stop slamming that door in my face? Well, some of these sheeple, they'll go till the end of time. They'll allow the government to slam the door in their face and live with it. Well, that's not how life is supposed to be. We're supposed to be enjoying life, and we're not supposed to have to kowtow to an unresponsive group of elites who think they have the right to order us around and ignore us totally. Everybody in government is ignoring you pretty much. They don't do anything for you. They do things for themselves and do things for people who give them a lot of money. They're not doing anything for you, the common people. Even when they say they do, they're not doing it. Why don't you just examine what's going on around, please? I don't want to hear it about all these good organizations, you know? Especially these hospital organizations. They want to tell you, oh, how they're taking care of people. They might take care of a few people to showboat them around and sell their propaganda. But if they're dealing with big pharma's concoctions as a way of treating your health problems, you know, they're scamming you because that's not real health care. You know, have you noticed in the last year, nobody on government, nobody who's allowed to talk on mainstream media TV says anything about natural herbs for boosting your immune system or taking vitamins even? They don't say anything about that. All they talk about is pharmaceutical concoctions. And if you watch the boob tube, the mainstream media TV, all the commercials, they're either car commercials or pharmaceutical commercials. And the pharmaceutical commercials are the biggest ones. And they're all telling you you got a pimple on your nose. Hey, get this injection, you know. It might kill you, it might paralyze you, it might make you go blind, but hey, it could help you get rid of your acne, you know? And these are the horrid kind of commercials coming out now. And of course, if you're a sheeple, you're brainwashed 24/7 by the TV signals, even if you don't have TV turned on, the signal's still going through the ear, the subliminal signals that telepathically reach your subconscious. You know, they're telling you, listen to whatever the people on the TV tell you. Listen, obey. Obey what you hear on the TV. Listen to your government. Listen to all the liars. Anyone on TV, just listen to them. And only people that get to be on TV now are the paid liars and the propaganda scientists that give you misinformation. And the news anchors who read off a teleprompter screen, you know? That's it. I mean, you got your favorite newscaster people, and that's what the TV stations promote. Oh, it's so-and-so and so-and-so. Yeah, we're the best in the morning. Meanwhile, everything they tell you that's supposed to be news is right off the teleprompter screen, you know? I mean, some of these people, they look so much like statues. They probably are robots made to look like people. In fact, that will be in the future if we keep letting it go like this. There won't be any real live newscasters anymore. They'll all be clones or robots with human headsets, you know. For the next show, they just pull up the steak with the nice clothing on it and put the next robot feast to look like a human being, plug it in. And they don't even need teleprompters for those robot TV newscasters. It's programmed directly through the wire coming out of the floor, right up into them. You know, the Japanese have perfected flesh, so you can make a robot to look like a human. No problem at all. They might pay you. But that's the future of newscasters. They don't want me to use people anymore. That's where they're headed. I mean, I hope this thing gets resolved soon. In fact, it has to, because the Galactic Federation is going to land, and there's enough sources reiterating the same story there. But it still could take up to 4 years, because they can, it can go down to the wire, as it says. The last day, we've been given the last day that the ascension of planet Earth has to take place, and it might drag out that long because the bad guys are putting up a fight. You know, this is the final battle for planet Earth is happening now. You know, well, let me see, it was about 20 years ago on TV, it was a series called Earth's Final Conflict. And they addressed some of these issues of where it was going. they didn't address all of them, but they addressed some of them. Well, this is Earth's final battle. It's happening now. We're in the midst of it. We can say it started a long time ago, right after World War II. They were warming up the machinery to get it going. But it really went into full course battle here in 2020 with the cootie bug, the release of the COVID cootie bug. And we're in it now. And people need to wake up and wake up their friends. And the best way we could do that is to stop the TV broadcasting signals, because that's how we're doing. We've been shown with science fiction movies that is the real mind control device. And of course, at the same time, we'll be canceling out all those fake liars on TV, you know, because the people, you know, especially the older people, they grew up watching news when it wasn't all fake, and they, you get in the habit of watching the news, you still want to turn on the news and see what happens in the day. You know, I wrote a song called The Common Man, and there's a line in it that says, they feed you lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. And yes, they give you a dash of truth so you can swallow the rest of the garbage they're spewing on you. And, of course, what kind of truth are they willing to tell you? Not really stuff that's important for you as an individual, but the stuff they determine that you want to hear. Every day you turn on the news and you're going to hear where all the fires were, how many people got killed, what towns had the most number of people being killed, how many people got killed by guns so we can try to take away your guns. How many crimes were committed, people getting stabbed, and all those things. How many buildings collapsed and people died? How many earthquakes were there today and there's people suffering? How many other bad things were going on during the day? And that's your dash of truth. And they might give you one nice story. Meanwhile, that's not a true picture of what transpires every day. But unfortunately, that's part of the war, the mind control war. And it's going full force now. And I think I mentioned it last week, but it's worth mentioning again. The information finally, about 2 years ago, or maybe it was three, there was some small news article came out about government purchases hundreds of guillotines. And of course, we're wondering, what the hell would the U.S. government want with guillotines? Well, we finally found out in the last couple of weeks. A program run by the FBI, you know, there's good FBI people and bad FBI people, but the bad segment of the FBI, under Comey, we know who he is, who's under indictment for crimes now, he was in charge of the program, and what the FBI was doing was abducting people off the street in America, yes, in America. They were abducting homeless people, prostitutes, and drug users, people that they thought nobody would care about enough to pursue an investigation, and they were bringing them to the FEMA camps. We always knew they were going to be used for bad things in these FEMA camps, with the barbed wire around them and the control towers on the corner of the property. And they were decapitating them with these guillotines they had bought several years before. I think it was a program to videotape the fear people have before they get their head chopped off. And, you know, a legitimate U.S. program under the guise of watchful eyes of the FBI, and this was going on. Hopefully it's been stopped since Comey is not in charge anymore, but it might still be going on. And these are the kind of evil things that the New World Order engages. Sounds like the Nazis almost. Well, I'll tell you, Nazis were part of the New World Order, and they just transferred their headquarters over to the U.S. here. And it's the same bunch of mad scientists and power-hungry morons, all part of the New World Order. You know, if you study World War II, what finally came out after, you know, who was helping the Nazis? Oh, IBM was helping them, you know, great American company. Vatican was helping the Nazis, yes, they were. And all of the kinds of people you never thought were helping the Nazis were helping the Nazis for money, of course. And even certain ETs were sharing info with the Nazis, you know. Supposedly the remnant of the Nazis still had a holding out in a base down in Antarctica, underground with their little flying saucer fleet. That, as record now shows, came out from hiding 1948, right after the so-called World War II was over, and actually defeated Admiral Byrd from the U.S. and sent him packing with the message, don't come down here because this is our territory. Well, so much for that historical lesson. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you got something important to say, call in. You know, in my mind, since I've been doing the show for a little over 2 years now, I've contacted many groups that, you know, claim to be connected with the Galactic Federation of Light on Twitter, you know, because I'm not going to go any further than that. You know, if they want to respond, they respond. If they don't, and unfortunately, I found that the Galactic Federation and the representatives are unresponsive. They're suffering from that unresponsiveness, or they could have legitimate reasons for not responding. I mean, fear that if they got to talk on a live radio show, they might say something they shouldn't say. Well, I'm not that kind of person that's going to ask. I'm sensitive enough to know to not ask critical questions like, where are you hiding now, or something dumb like that. They have their apprehensions for sure, but they fall. That's what puts them into the category of being unresponsive. You know, if they were concerned about giving away their location, come on. If you're in intergalactic stellar rings and can make it from your star nation part of the universe over to planet Earth here, don't tell me that you can't figure out how to make a phone call into a radio station without getting tracked. I mean, really, it's not that difficult. Even us dumb humans know how to do that. But I call that unresponsiveness, and, you know, it makes me wonder. Yeah, you know, sure, anything will be better than the government we have now, but that's the kind of government they're going to bring us. They talk about giving us the galactic code. gifts and all good things, which that sounds wonderful, 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 wonderful. If you're going to be the guys in charge and you're unresponsive, you know, we like responsiveness. If you're unresponsive, well, then you've got some of the bad traits that of the group that we want to get rid of. Because, as I've explained earlier in the show, we human beings are immediate responsive creatures, beings. And, of course, we're really spirits inside human bodies. And those of us that have full capacity of our thinking abilities, yes, we think at 10 to the 42nd power per second. And which is like instantaneous. And some wonderful occasions with people, you start talking and they know where you're going already and they'll finish your sentence. That's how instantaneous we can be when we're on the same wavelength. So anyhow, the Galactic Federation, yes, you are guilty of unresponsiveness. And I've heard some of your reasons why you don't want to meet with us. But hey, calling into a radio show, come on, what do you got to lose, you know? I mean, here's the problem I see, and I believe that my human perceptions, even though I don't know all the things that you're dealing with, I don't have to. But my perception of a bigger picture is that responsiveness is very, very important. And I see a lot of problems ahead when you do land, because you're going to still going to be trying to work with government. Government, these are the most obnoxious, wrongful people on the face of this earth. It would be wise for you to get acquainted with real people like myself. Not the only one. There's many of us out here. You know, we're extremely sensitive to every aspect of humanity. And we're aware of everything going on, not like the people in government. So you're going to land here, maybe at the UN, just like in a science fiction movie, and you're going to start talking to the people who are in charge of the government. I mean, it almost sounds like it's going to turn into a Three Stooges comedy here, you know? I mean, can anybody listening to me, can you picture serious Galactic Federation people attempting to talk to the pathetic president of the United States? Yeah, he is pathetic. In fact, the rumors are that he's in a cloned body right now. Plus, he's got all these nicknames that describe his bad features. You know, he's walking around like he's got dementia, Sleepy Joe, unaware. Can't remember anything, and you're going to start dealing with somebody like that, you know? It would be good for, that's why I put the offer out there. It would be good for you to start communicating with the general public, because that's where the most intelligent people are, out in the general public. They're not in government. The least intelligent people are in government, and the least trustable people are in government. So I'm giving you a warning, Galactic Federation, if you're listening now, and you should heed this warning, because that's not going to be the greatest approach when you finally do land, you know. It'll just give you more people that you want to remove from our planet, because I hear that's the way it's going to be. The people that don't want to be give up their evil ways and join the light, they're going to be removed. Hey, that makes perfect sense to me. But we can make this event happen a lot sooner once you start communicating with the general public, the ones that have something to offer. You know, as an aware person myself, I look at all the problems in the world. The solution to every problem in this world is known already. Yeah. All the solutions are known. We don't need no teams to study anything. That's government coming up with schemes to waste taxpayers' money so they can create new agencies, and the money for the agencies, half of it goes into their pockets, if not 90%. That's the scam that governments pull all around the world. No, the solutions by individuals. Let me tell you something, if you're listening out there, non-Earthlings. On this world, on planet Earth, it's individuals that have all the answers, not groups, not council members, individuals like myself. You know? There isn't a solution, a problem in this world right now that I don't know the solution to. Because once you figure out how to figure out solutions, it's easy. You know, all you have to do is, put a few seconds and thoughts in the area of the problem and you'll have the solution ready. Of course, you have to have a big toolbox with a lot of tools to use to be able to do that. And I have such a big toolbox. And I'm not the only one, you know? I've met a few other people. There's not many of us, but there's enough of us, that can basically know that we know the solutions to all the problems already because we've had gained that much experience in life. But none of those people I'm talking about, like myself, are in government, you know? I've made my attempt. Four times I ran as a write-in candidate for President of the United States, but the unresponsiveness of the general public to give me an inkling of support, it wasn't there, you know, because everybody's been brainwashed. Well, you can't win the presidency of the United States if you're not a Democrat or Republican. Everybody's been brainwashed to believe that, but that's not true, you know. If you know how to play the game of chess, you know that you can beat any opponent in your right strategy. And I am somebody who knows how to invent strategies that can't be depended upon, because when you invent a new strategy, nobody's even going to see it coming. That's how you can defeat your opponent with a new strategy all the time. But you have to be an inventive person to do that. And that's why all the conflicts in the world, they can be solved too. Much easier than you think. But if you're going to leave it up to military people, they only know the strategies they learned in military school, it's a problem. But if you give the command reins over to somebody who knows how to invent new strategies, any military situation in the world can be overtaken and made harmless. All it takes is a little ingenuity and strategy. Again, there's nobody in government with those qualifications. And that's the harsh reality. Meanwhile, I'll say this. I follow a lot of starseeds on Twitter, and they're doing their part, you know, talking about the love, projecting love. And love is a good vibration to project. I project it all the time, you know. You see people walking down the street, smile at them, they smile at back. That's why the masks are a bad thing, because you can't see people smiling. You know, you open the door for somebody, they appreciate that. Those are all good, loving vibrations. You know, you give someone a hug, of course, isn't that clever? Government doesn't want anybody hugging anybody because you could get the cooties. Hugging is a very loving relationship, too. And I've got a lot of songs and videos out there that are loving. And I've got a lot of videos out there on YouTube. You should check them out. I tell people to go first and have a good time. Are you the partying kind? We're coming to the end of the show, and you're going to hear 30 seconds of that fantastic guitar playing, tasteful guitar playing at the end of Are You the Partying Kind? And if you watch the video on YouTube, Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind, hey, Google it and it'll come up. You don't even have to go to YouTube. You'll get it right away just by Googling it. And there's the audio version, and then there's the YouTube video. Shows you what it is to have a good time in life. And then there's my Subway Fantasy rock and roll documentary. Shows you what having a good time is all about. You know, and that's having a good time, and that's very loving. And then I have a video out there called The Earth, She Loves You, talking about the Earth. You know, the Earth is a living entity, and she does love you, and all she wants is to be loved. so. We all should be projecting love to that. Now, because of all the turmoil in our world, it's hard to project love. That's why we have to get rid of the problems, which is get rid of the government, get rid of the TV broadcasting signals, because they are brainwashing everyone. Watch the movie They Live, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And you'll also hear at the end of my show, you'll hear my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now, and Mr. Engineer, take us out of here. And don't forget, I'm promising, beginning of August, I'm going to have that cartoon up to the video behind my show the first week of August, where you can see, well, 100 years ago, they were planning this whole conspiracy that's happening now with the vaccines and the media and everything, the whole nine yards. You'll see it behind my show first week in August. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.